I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. You're the best decision maker there is because you tuned into the show that teaches you the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive on time. On top of all that, you have a huge dose of personal initiative, which is the go-getterness, where you go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. All of this together, put all of it together. You have the Work on Your Game podcast. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. And today we are going into detail. I want to go into detail today about the five forms of investment. You didn't know there were five forms of investment, did you? And I'm not talking about investment in terms of finance or financial investment. I'm talking about the investments that you can make into yourself right now, where you are, who you are, with the resources that you have. These are resources that are already available to you. That's what I'm talking about today when we talk about investing in yourself. I already gave a detailed explanation of why you need to invest in yourself back in July of 2016. That was episode number 106. And the topic is why you need to invest in yourself. If you have not heard that episode, it'll be a great primer for this one, or you can listen to it after at DreAllDay.com/podcast. Again, it's episode number 106, why you need to invest in yourself. But today I want to go into detail about each one of these forms of investments and how you need to utilize each one of them. First of all, I'm going to tell you what all five are, and then I'm going to explain each one in detail. And then you're going to take them and you're going to start actually investing in yourself. Because you don't invest in yourself, there's no way you can get better. Y'all understand investing means you're going to put something in because you expect to get a larger return later than what you put in. That's the whole purpose of investing. Okay, if you just want a snapshot of it, that's what it is. First, let me give you these five forms of investment. You have time, money, attention, focus, and energy. Those are the five forms of investment. And understand that you need all five to reach a goal. Any goal that you're going after right now, or any outcome you wish to achieve, or any outcome, if you look back on your life and any outcome which you have achieved in your life, I guarantee you had to invest all five of time, money, attention, focus, and energy in order to get to that goal. If you're not where you want to be, you right now, yeah, you. If you're not where you want to be in any area of life, and all of us should be able to say there's some area where we're not where we want to be, because if we don't have any goals, you only have a goal when you have something that you haven't done yet. You have some area where you're not where you want to be. That's what a goal is. You know that's not where you want to be, and you know where you want to get to. That makes it a goal. And you have a plan on getting there also. You got to add that in. That makes it a goal. So all of us should have those. We all have an area that we're not where we want to be, at least one. That means the reason that you are in that situation is because you are deficient in at least one of these five areas. And again, that doesn't necessarily mean you're doing something wrong. It just means it may take a little bit more time. You may have to invest more money. You may have to pay more attention, have more focus, and put more energy towards it. It doesn't mean you've messed up. It just means until you have given the proper amounts of all five, you cannot reach any outcome. And if you try to cheat on any of the above, I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to get to where you want to go. You can't cheat any of these five forms of investment. And if you don't know how to acquire or use any of the above, any of these five that I'm going to talk about here today, what you need to do is go to dreallday.com/podcast and you use the search function in your browser and you can find me talking about all of these: time, money, attention, focus, and energy. So let's go into them in detail. First form of investment is time. First form of investment is time. If you want to build a relationship with a person, whether that's an intimate relationship, a friendship type relationship, a business type of relationship, all of them involve time. All relationships involve time put in. You can't become best friends with somebody in just one day, usually. You're not going to become boyfriend and girlfriend or husband and wife in just one day. There's time that has to be put into a relationship to make it into a relationship where you can really trust another person. You know what to expect from them. They know what to expect from you. If you want to become a great athlete playing a sport, you got to put some time into that sport. You can't just decide, you are 13 and you decided that you want to play in the NBA or in the NFL. Just because you decided today doesn't mean you're automatically in the NBA or in the NFL. It may take 10 years before you even get there, before you even get a chance to get yourself there. You got to put the time in that entire 10 years. It's not like, okay, I decided and then 10 years from now, I'll go check back on it. You have to put time in the entire time in order to get there. You got to put time into any outcome. Any outcome you want, time is required. You may be doing everything right. You may have all the right pieces in place, all the proper resources, know all the people who you need to know. But if you have not put in enough time yet, you're still not going to get the outcome. Athletes will come to me and say, Dre, well, I practice a whole lot and I work with this person. I have this trainer. I did these programs of yours off hoophandbook.com. But when I get into the games, I just don't have the same skills. The skills are not translating as well in the games as they seem to me when I'm practicing. What can I do about this? You got to put more time in. This is what I say to players. I say, listen, you may have all the skills. You're playing in games, and the skills you have in practice are not translating to the game. You need to play in more games. You need to get more game experience. You need to get more live game repetitions in order to get better at playing in games. There is no shortcut. If someone tries to tell you that there's a shortcut, or that means they're trying to sell you something. They're either selling you on giving your time and attention to watching their video or reading their blog posts or following them on Instagram or buying their program because they're telling you that there's a shortcut to game experience. There is no shortcut to putting time in, people. And again, these five forms of investment, you can't shortcut any of them. Now, maybe there are ways you can get more of one of them in a certain shorter period of time, but you still have to actually do them. You have to put these in. You can't shortcut any of these. You cannot shortcut time. If you want to get big muscles, bigger muscles than what you have right now, there's a time investment required. Unless you use some type of illegal drug that will allow you to get bigger in a period of time that would not naturally happen, you got to put the time in. I mean, you must consistently put the effort in, consistently trade in the energy. You're going to notice that these five forms of investment, they all interweave. They all weave into and out of each other. You got to put that in for a consistent period of time. You want to get bigger muscles, you got to lift heavy weights for a period of time until you can see the difference. Until. Usually it's a process of at least, let's say, 30 to 90 days for you to start seeing a difference, as what people these days call gains. You want to get gains, and it's an obvious gain. That's not a photo trick or a posing trick or Photoshop or none of that. It's actually a real gain. It's going to take 30 to 90 days of what? Time. You got to put time into your investment. Again, no shortcuts to putting time in. Number two, investment of money. This is the investment that people get most antsy over. This is the form of investment that makes people the most uncomfortable, that makes the most people uncomfortable, the investment of money. And if you really think about it, think about any outcome that you've achieved in your life. Did you achieve it without putting any money in? Was there no money involved whatsoever? People say time is money. So it means if you're putting time in, you got to be putting money in, because the time that you spend putting something in putting that work in, putting that effort in, you're not spending that time making money. So there's the opportunity cost of money regardless, even if there's no actual money changing hands. Does that make sense? And the form of investment that we call money, listen, you're going to have to spend something to get something at some point in your life, at some point on your journey to success. When I wanted to become a pro basketball player, I didn't have a lot of money. When I went to my first tryout, it was for this small team in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. When I went to my first tryout, I rented a car, which cost money. I had to pay for the tryout. The tryout fee was maybe $50. That cost money. I had to pay for gas to get back and forth while I was in the car. And the whole time that I was doing this whole tryout experience, it was only one day, but the whole time I was doing this experience, I wasn't doing anything that could have made me money. So there was the opportunity cost of what I could have been doing to make money, plus the real cost of the money that I was actually spending. When I went to that same team, had to try out three different times. I went to three different ones. So I had that same, those same costs of money I had to invest, and I didn't get anything out of it. So I made that investment and did not get paid back directly from that investment. But because of the time that I put into doing it, it became an experience. It became a story, and it made me better for the future when I can make a different investment. A year, almost exactly later, I went to another exposure camp. This one was in Orlando, Florida. I didn't take a plane this time. I drove. This is from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, all the way down to Orlando, Florida. We drove, rented a car. We had to pay the gas. We had to pay for a hotel. It was a $200 entry fee to the exposure camp. All of these things cost money. And I had a job at that time. So the money that I wasn't making in my job goes into the part of the investment of money that I was making, because I could have made money had I been at work that weekend instead of being in Orlando playing basketball that weekend. So this is the investment of money that I had to make in order to make my career work. I made that investment, and it wasn't until months later that I signed my first pro contract. But there was a lot of money invested into me as a basketball player, period. We talk about gym memberships that I paid for, anyone that I, maybe someone who I might have hired as a trainer, any type of supplements, any type of workout gear that I purchased. All of these things were investments into me being a basketball player that started when I started playing ball at age 14. I did not sign my first contract till age 23, and some people never even signed a contract. So you're putting that investment in with no idea if you're going to get paid back, knowing that 99% of people who invest don't make money. That's a hell of an investment, but you got to put the money in. You're going to have to put money in somewhere along the way in order to get to your outcome, meaning you may have to invest in hiring a coach or hiring a consultant or buying a book or signing up for an online course or getting yourself into a workshop or a program or somebody's two-day seminar so that you can get the information and connect with the right people. You have to invest money somewhere along the way if you're going to get to your outcome. Now, if you think you can get there, or you hope that you can get there, or you want to try to get there by getting everything you can, quote unquote, free, I talked about this already in a full episode of this podcast, and nothing in life is actually free. The things that you think are free are not actually free. I don't know who told you that things are actually free, that things could be free, that you can get to where you want to get to free. It's not really. Freedom itself is not free. Episode number 525, I talked about that. Freedom is not free. Episode number 438, what's free is actually expensive, and what you pay for is actually free. That's episode number 438. That's the episode I think you need the most listen to. I don't think I know you need the most listen to. Those of you out there who are maybe afraid or apprehensive, or you have an excuse for why you don't want to or you cannot invest money into your goals, into your success, into your own life, listen to episode number 438. What is free is expensive, and what you pay for is free. And you can get that at dreallday.com/podcast. That's dreallday.com/podcast. Money must be invested into your outcome. I think I've made that clear. Point number three, attention. What are you paying attention to? You notice that way I said that, paying attention to. See, when you pay attention to something, it may not be making you any money, but you still have to pay attention to it. So there's the money thing, and paying attention takes time. So there's the time thing. So you see how all of these weave in together? Paying attention means, what are you allowing to grab your, what do we want to call it? What are you allowing to grab your, we can call it focus. Now, attention and focus, I gave two different ones. So let's just put them together. That's number four, is focus. Attention is what you're looking for. Attention is what you're looking for, what you're paying attention to, what you are seeking out. I can't use attention in the definition of attention. What are you seeking out? Are you looking for ways to be a better car mechanic, or are you looking to be a better basketball player? Are you looking to build up your mental toughness and your confidence, or are you looking to get more followers on Facebook? What are you actually looking for? That's what attention means. You have to decide what you're actually looking for. What is the most important thing to you? And that's where your attention is going to go. What are you paying attention to? If you don't know what you're paying attention to, there's no way you can invest attention into anything. And therefore, you can't get to an outcome. If you don't know what you're paying attention to, it's impossible for you to get to an outcome. What are you looking for? What is the piece of information? Who are the people? Where are the places? What is the information? What is the energies? What is the scene? What is the environment that I need to get to? What are you paying attention to? What is your expectation? That's what attention is. Attention is an expectation, people. What are you expecting? If you expect nothing, you get nothing. And I've done an entire episode on expectations. Again, at dreallday.com/podcast. What are you expecting? That's what attention is. That's the question you must answer when it comes to attention. If you don't know what you're expecting, if you do not know down to the detail what you expect, then that means there's no way you can invest attention, which means there is no way, at least now, at least as of this moment, that you can get to your outcome. Now, focus, on the other hand, is what you're actually going to zero in on. Focus is zeroing in on something. It's the tunnel vision energy. What are you going to actually look at? So when you find what you see your expectation, my expectation is to become a great podcaster. Now, your expectation is become a great podcaster. So you're looking for any information about doing a podcast. You're listening to as many podcasts as you can. You go listen to an interview of someone who's been a successful podcaster by your definition of that phrase. Now, what are you going to focus on? Because they're going to say a whole lot of different things. They're going to put a whole lot of information out there. If you go on Google, you're going to find 3,000 different articles on the topic. What are you going to focus on? This is a super, super important question. And what you focus on can make or break your success. What are you going to focus on? I'll do a video or a podcast. We can even talk about this podcast. I'll do an entire episode of this podcast, and someone will come on to, let's say, Twitter or a DM and Instagram, or send me a snap and say, well, you said this on your podcast, but then I just heard you say this on Instagram or say it on your snap. Which one is it? And I say to them, well, how did you hear me talk on my podcast for 20 minutes, but you only caught 10 seconds of what I said? Why are you focusing on that 10 seconds, but not the other 19 minutes and 50 seconds? What are you focusing on? See, the area that you focus on is going to determine how much your attention even matters. See, if I'm deciding that I'm going to be the best basketball player in the world, but then I focus on the fact that I saw Steph Curry do a 10 dribble spin move behind the back three times through the leg, step back, 3-point shot, and then went in nothing but net and did a little dance after it. If that's what I'm focused on, even though my attention is on becoming a great basketball player, but I decided to focus on that instead of focusing on the fundamentals that Steph Curry had to lay as a foundation before he could do all that, then I'm going to skip the fundamentals. I'm going to skip the foundation, try to go straight to the fancy stuff. Is that going to get me on the basketball team? Probably not. I want to make sure everyone got that example, even if you don't play sports. Again, your attention can be, I want to be great at this thing. I want to get better at this thing. I want to achieve this outcome. When you're looking at it, you got to make sure you're focusing on the right things. When you look at someone who is way ahead of you at what they're doing, you don't focus on the great things they're doing now. Focus on the foundation of how they were even able to build what they have right now. This is what happens to people when they want to start a business or start their own brand or do their own thing or get themselves known, especially in the internet space these days. Someone says, I had a guy come to me and say, well, look, I like this guy, Gary V. I want to be like Gary V. So I'm going to put out videos. I'm going to have vlogs where I'm just vlogging, just riffing and just going off the top every day and just giving people stuff that would be really valuable. It's going to get me a big following. Then I'm going to be real famous. And then I'm going to be doing all these keynote speeches and people are just going to be trying to talk like me. And then I'll write books and everything will be happily ever after. And I said to him, do you understand the foundation that guy had to lay to even get to that point? Right, could you turn on, if I turn the camera on you right now, could you start talking about something that's actually valuable that somebody wants to hear that they would appreciate and they're going to want to hear you talk about something different tomorrow because they like your style that much? If I turn on the camera right now, they probably couldn't do it. You understand how many times he had to do that before he got that good? You're paying attention to the end result of where he is, but you're not paying any attention to the foundation of where he's at. Or the foundation that he had to lay in order to build everything that led to where he's at right now. You got to pay attention to the right things. What are you focused on, people? What is the focus that you are going to zero in on based on your attention? Your attention is looking in a certain direction. Focus is looking at a certain specific point. See, if your attention is on, I'm going to listen to what Dre says on his podcast, but your focus is on, I'm just going to take these 5 to 10 words or these 2 or 3 sentences and say, well, I completely disagree. Well, what about the other 600 episodes of this podcast where I've talked about the point that you claim to be disagreeing with that I've covered already? See, what are you focused on? See, if you focus on garbage, you're going to get garbage. You focus on nonsense, you're going to get nonsense. You focus on something that's not going to help you get to where you want to go, it's not going to help you get to where you want to go. And the challenge with focus these days, with all the media that we have available at our fingertips literally every single day, is it's very easy to focus on nonsense. It's very easy to focus on things that are not going to help us get to where we want to go. Don't get distracted by the nonsense. If you didn't guess already, that's a full episode of the Work On Your Game podcast. I put so much value out on this podcast, it's ridiculous. That's at episode number 573, DreAllDay.com/podcast, episode number 573. Do not get distracted by the nonsense. If this ain't the best podcast in the world, then there's no such thing as podcasting. What are you focused on? What are you paying attention to? What it means, what's your expectation? What are you looking for? And then what do you focus on once you find it? Because when you find something, there's plenty of things you could look at, but what are you actually going to focus on? When I was at the, I went to the Jay-Z concert last week. He came through Miami on his 444 tour. I was paying attention to Jay-Z. I was looking towards the stage at Jay-Z, but what was I focused on? Was I focused on the words he was saying? Was I focused on the clothing he was wearing? Was I focused on his stage presence, how he moved about? Was I focused on how the audience was singing along? Was I focused on how I felt sitting in the seat or standing up? Was I focused on who was in front of me, who was behind me? What was I focused on? My attention was on one thing, but what was the focus? What is the detail? That's point number four. Understand it until you get clear on what you expect, what direction you're looking, and combined with that, the detail. What specifically are you going to find out of what you're looking for, out of your expectation? Until you get really clear on both and invest into both, it's impossible for you to get your outcome. That's attention and focus, number three and four. Investment number five that you absolutely must make is the investment of energy. You got to put your energy into something. You're going to put time into something, that means you're going to be doing something, right? Putting time into it is not like watching a plant grow where you just sit there in the chair and just look at it. You got to put some energy into it. You want to become a better basketball player. Not only do you got to spend money to get a gym membership, not only do you got to pay attention to know what skills to work on, not only do you have to focus to know, okay, let me get to the underlying foundation of what allowed this player to be great. Not only do you got to put time into the gym doing the work, but you got to put some energy into it. You can't do work without energy. We're talking scientifically here. Work is what is produced through energy. Energy is the capacity to do work. Again, the scientific definition. Energy is the capacity to do work. Work means you can exert force on some type of object and move that object from point A to point B, or have some effect on an object. That's what work means. Energy means the capacity to actually do that. You can't work on your game with no energy. You can't become a better shooter if you don't put any energy into practicing your shot. You cannot become a better writer if you don't put energy into writing every single day. You can't start a podcast if you don't put energy into finding out, how do I start a podcast, focusing on what are the basics that I need, what is the minimum effective dosage that I need right now so I can actually start this podcast. Until you put some energy into it, it's impossible for you to get an outcome. If you don't have energy in your work, if there was no energy behind my words, if I was saying the exact same thing that I'm saying, but there was no energy behind the words, and you could feel that I'm not really feeling it, I don't really care, I don't really give a damn about what I'm saying, you wouldn't return energy, meaning you wouldn't keep listening, you would not invest your time, you would not invest your kind of opportunity cost, investing money, because you could be listening to something else right now. You wouldn't be paying attention to me, and you wouldn't be focused on the points that I'm making here today and how you could utilize them and apply them into your own life if I didn't have energy in the way that I was getting the message out to you. So energy is not just about you expending energy like, okay, let me do this work, or let me do this drill, or let me send this email, or let me read this book. Energy means the way that you're expressing yourself, the way that you put yourself out there. When you're playing, if you play a sport and you're out there playing, have you ever had a coach say to you, hey, you need to play with some energy, you need to look like you want to be out there? When my father was a coach of a youth baseball team I was on, he would always say, look alive. That was what he would say. Look alive. Look like you actually want to be out there playing. Because if you don't want to be out there playing, there's a bunch of kids on the bench who would gladly come out there and take your spot. Look like you want to be there. Play with some energy. When you've made all these investments into yourself, you invested time, money, attention, and focus. If there's no energy behind your performance, nobody's going to return energy to you. This is the law of karma. What the energy that you put out is the energy you get back, right? Everyone agrees that that's the law of karma. So if you put out no energy, what do you get back? These are the five forms of investment, people. Again, time. You got to put time into any outcome you want to receive. You got to put some money into it. It's going to cost you something, and everything you do is costing you everything that you're not doing. We call that opportunity cost. Number three, attention. What are you paying attention to? What are you looking at? What is your expectation? Number four, focus. When you have an expectation and you are looking in its direction, What out of everything you see are you going to actually zero in on? That's focus, and that's a critical question that you better get answered right. And number five, energy. You put out no energy, you get back no energy. If there's no energy in your performance, there's no energy in your product, nobody has energy about what you're doing, listen, you're not going to get anything back. You're not going to get a return on your investment. You get no ROI. Understand, people, you need all five of these investments. If you are not investing all five, you are not heavily invested in all five areas in any outcome which you are going after right now, that is the exact reason why you don't have it. If you're not where you want to be in any area of life, you are deficient in at least one of these areas. Does not necessarily mean you have messed up or done anything wrong. What it means is you need to keep working. You try to cheat any of the above, you will not make it. If you don't know how to acquire or use anything that I have said in this episode, time, using your time, money, getting money, utilizing money, attention, what are you looking for? What is your expectation? Focus, what are you zeroing in on? What are you going to pull out of everything you see? And energy, how to keep your energy up, how to maintain your energy, how to utilize your energy, how to get energy from other people. Go to dreallday.com/podcast. I have covered every single one of these topics in multiple episodes of this show. I told you this is the best thing in audio, is the best thing in video, is the best thing in writing. This is the best thing you can get in any form of media unless I put out something else after this. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.